So last week, if you were here, or even if you weren't here, we talked about gratitude, and we talked about how Thanksgiving is such a fabulous celebration of the amazing good that we have in our lives, and how when we notice that good, when we put our attention on that good, when we revel in that good, we somehow magnify our experience of it and actually draw more good to us in our lives. And so the reason that that is because we already live in the kingdom. Because that kingdom of infinite good is always and already where we stand. That we live in that kingdom, and when we recognize the fact that we live in the kingdom, when we recognize the fact that that kingdom exists within us as part of our very beingness, we activate it. And in our activation of it, we bring it into our human experience. It's as if we're turning on a light switch and all of a sudden the whole room gets flooded with light. In our recognition of it, we're turning on that light switch. And so I am speaking to that today, and I am speaking to the fact that one of the principles of Science of Mind or of Centers for Spiritual Living says that heaven is within us. And that we experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it. So that means that the presence of the divine, of that infinite one, is already within us. And we experience it when and to the degree that we become conscious of it. The presence of peace is already within us. The presence of joy and of love and of infinite good is already within us and all around us. It fills everything in that invisible realm that permeates everything. Harmony and wisdom and good are already within us in that kingdom and in that kingdom in which we live. And so we experience that peace and love and harmony and joy and all those qualities of the divine when we recognize that they are already within us. And when we recognize that they are already in every single moment, in every single circumstance, in every single thing of the universe. That the allness, the infinite beingness of God, the infinite good is already present in and around us. It is in that recognition and in that turning to it, in that knowing it, in our opening ourselves to that, that we somehow activate it in our lives. And so the title of my talk today is Turn the Light On. And I'm talking about turning the light of our awareness on that truth. Turning the light of our awareness and shining that light on that omnipresence of spirit. On that invisible kingdom that is always right where we are. On the fact that there is only one power and one presence and one life and one beingness, and it is right where we stand, right where we are, within us and all around us. And that that infinite presence, that unnameable, unfathomable, infinite consciousness is here, and in our recognizing, we open ourselves so that we become a greater opening for it to flow into and through us and into our lives and into the world. And so I know that every single one of us in this room, we want to experience peace. And we want not only to experience peace in our own lives, but we want everyone in this world to experience peace. We want everyone in this country and everyone in this world to be at peace. We want everyone to be living in the experience of good and in the experience of plenty. And when we don't see that out there in the world, when we don't see people living in unity and people living in harmony and people living in that presence of good, it can be very frustrating to us. It can be very disheartening, and it can oftentimes make us feel at a loss as of what to do. I'd like to share a story with you about Desmond Tutu that I read this week. It says, during the deepest, darkest days of apartheid, when the government tried to shut down opposition by canceling a political rally, Archbishop Desmond Tutu declared that he would hold a church service instead. St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town, South Africa, was filled with worshipers. Outside the cathedral, hundreds of police gathered, and a show of force was intended to intimidate them. As Tutu was preaching, the police entered the cathedral, armed, and lined the walls. They took out notebooks and recorded Tutu's words. But Tutu would not be intimidated. He preached against the evils of apartheid, declaring that it could not endure. At one extraordinary point, he addressed the police directly. He said, quote, "You are powerful. You are very powerful, but you are not gods. And I serve a God who cannot be mocked." That means I serve a God who cannot be made less than what it is. So since you've already lost, I invite you today to come and join the winning side. With that, the congregation erupted into dance and song. The police didn't know what to do. Their attempt at intimidation had failed. Overcome by the archbishop's confidence that God and goodness would triumph over evil, it was but a matter of time. That is where we put our faith and our trust and our attention, that God cannot be made less than that which it is, and that that is present at every moment, in every situation, in all that is going on. As metaphysicians, we are being called. More than being called, it is our mandate to look to the truth, to perceive the truth and that omnipresence, that kingdom of heaven in the midst of what looks like difficulty, in the midst of what looks like conflict and what isn't going well. Our mandate is to see that invisible presence in the midst of everything. To see that and in turn magnify it and activate it and bring it into this world in a greater way. Dennis Merritt Jones, in the book The Art of Being, says, "Spiritual perfection is an inherent part of each of us. It is never diminished by conditions. With an awareness of this truth comes the wholeness of spirit that enables us to accept the moment at hand as perfect, just the way that it is, knowing that nothing is ever missing in God's presence. Our job is to cease judging by appearances and to start knowing the truth. Our job is to know the truth with a capital T in the midst of everything. The reason that we must do that, as Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, reminds us, he says, we are immersed in the atmosphere of our own thinking. This decides what shall take place in our lives. Our consciousness decides what takes place in our lives. And our consciousness doesn't only affect our lives, but it affects what is going on around us, because we all live in this one energetic field that is the consciousness that permeates everything. Our consciousness affects our life and those around us. That is how Jesus, the Christed One, healed. He recognized that the kingdom was already here. The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom is within each and every single one of us. And in his recognition of that, in his witnessing that, in his seeing that, he called it forth into being in this physical world. That is what we are being called to do right now. And I know that sometimes we forget. That is the problem, when we forget. When we forget that that kingdom is here now. When we forget that it is a kingdom of consciousness. when we forget that that kingdom is within us and that we activate it by our awareness. When we forget and think that the material world is the thing that has power over everything, and that what goes on in the material world is cause for our inner experience and cause for what goes on. We forget that consciousness is cause, and that this is old causation and has no more power in it. The power is in our consciousness to choose, to focus, to be in, and to give way to that presence. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says, we shall never arrive at peace while we deal with pairs of opposites. We shall never find peace, the cause of peace, the source of peace, the fount of peace when we look to the world. It's not out there. We will never discover the source of harmony or of unity, or of oneness in the world. It's inside. It's in the invisible realm of the kingdom of that infinite one. So instead, we must look to that kingdom within ourselves for the root of peace, for the source of harmony, for the cause of order and wisdom and intelligence and all the things that we want to see unfolding in this world. But it's when we witness it that we bring it forward. And so we have to witness it inside and in that invisible realm before we're going to see it out here. When we discover it within ourselves, when we see reality with a capital R, and then we are able to live from that place, then we come to the world grounded and in faith and act as a healing balm and as a healing presence. That's how we change the world. That is how we become revealers of truth and agents of healing in this world. And I know that we forget. And I'm here today to remind all of us. I am here today to remind you that there is only one power and one presence in this universe, that it is everywhere present in and through everything. I am here to remind you that it is always right where we are, that it is always everywhere present in its infinity, not just part of God, the whole of Spirit is everywhere present all the time. Like Ernest Holmes says, there is no spot where God is not. God is in this also. That infinite love intelligence is everywhere present, and we set it in motion through our conscious awareness of it. And so in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, reason declares that that which is infinite cannot be divided against itself. The infinite is, therefore invisible and consequently a perfect unit. That whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. All of it is present at every point and any point within itself. It is not approaching a point nor receding from it, but it is always at the point. The whole of God is present at any and every point within God. And that is everywhere present. And so our job then, our mandate then, is to develop a spiritual consciousness so that we see that, so that that is the lens that we are looking through. And we do that through spiritual study, reading works that are inspiring of masters that help remind us, because we already know it inside here. We read it in a book and it stirs some knowingness within us. Oh, yes, that's the truth that I forget when I'm just looking through these human eyes. So we study spiritual masters. We do contemplation and meditation so that that presence becomes real to us, so that we feel it in our bodies, so that it permeates every cell in our bodies, and then we're living from that place, so that we can live from the awareness that the kingdom is here. The kingdom is now. The kingdom is within me. We know that infinite, almighty, all love, all good, all power, all magnificence, all joy is here now. And that it is more real, that it is more powerful than anything in this world of effect. Our job is to raise our vision, to look up, and to see from a spiritual perspective, to turn our light on. And so I have another story to share with you. It says, Oswald Goulter was a missionary in northern China during the 1940s. After 10 years of service, he was returning home. His ship stopped in India, and while waiting for a boat home, he found a group of refugees living in a warehouse on the pier. Unwanted by anyone else, the refugees were stranded there. Goulter went to visit them, and it was Christmas time, and he wished them a Merry Christmas and asked them what they would like for Christmas. "We're not Christians," they said. "We don't believe in Christmas." "I know," said the missionary, "but what do you want for Christmas?" They described some German pastries that they were particularly fond of, and so Oswald Goulter cashed in his ticket, used the money to buy baskets and baskets of pastries, took them to the refugees, and wished them a Merry Christmas. When later he repeated this incident to a class, a student said, "But sir, why did you do that for them? They weren't Christians. They don't even believe in Jesus." "I know," he replied, "but I do." "I know," we reply, "but I do. I know the presence of God. I know the presence of that infinite good that is always available. I know that consciousness heals, that our consciousness makes a difference. I know that the kingdom is here and that it comes into being by our calling it forward, by witnessing it and seeing it and knowing it and feeling it and believing it." I know and you know because we are awake to that fact that Spirit is here. We don't have to create heaven. It's all we have to do is open our awareness to it. It's all we have to do is perceive it and be open to receive the all good that is seeking to express itself in us and through us and in and through this world. That is all God does, is seeks to express itself and express itself. We create the opening. And so I have an affirmation today that I'm going to have you read with me that's going to be put up on the wall here. Let's say that together. This is an affirmation that Ernest Holmes wrote. Perfect God within me, perfect God within me, perfect life within me, which is God, come forth into expression through me as that which I am. Lead me ever into paths of perfection and cause me to see only the good. Let's do it one more time. Perfect God within me, perfect life within me, which is God, come forth into expression through me as that which I am. Lead me ever into paths of perfection and cause me to see only the good. And cause me to see only the good. And so my invitation to you this week is to become aware of that one infinite presence and power that is within everything, that is everywhere present, everywhere you go. Become aware of that before you make any decision. Get anchored in that before you take any action. Because what you do from there will be different than what you do from just looking through your human eyes. be led by that awareness in your choices and your decisions and your actions. Do whatever it is that you need to do to stay anchored in that place. Read spiritually inspiring materials, meditate, pray, do whatever it is you need to do. Come here on Sundays. And this also, pray for the highest good for every single person in this world every day. Pray for everyone's highest good. And know that your prayers and that your consciousness and that your embodying the truth affects everything. And so I thank you so much for walking this path and saying yes to the call of the divine within you, the call of your own spirit to be that beneficial presence in this world. Thank every single one of you, and blessings on your path. And so, Reverend Karen, you want to come up and pray with me? I'm going to let you start. So I invite you to join us in an affirmative prayer.
Oh, knowing that beautiful, awesome presence is right here in this room, in this moment, breathing life, breathing love, breathing gratitude into each one of us. I know that power and that presence is always where we are, always giving of itself in, through, and as us, for we are its divine expression, so unique, so beautiful. And what I know and declare is that each one here moves forth through this life, through this week, through this month, with a consciousness of peace, a consciousness of good, a consciousness of that heaven within, remembering that we are each at choice and that we choose from love. We choose from peace. And as we do so, everything unfolds in such beauty, in such grace, and we see things rightly. We see the truth of every being we come across. And as we do, it's all heaven. It's all good. And I pass to Reverend Jennifer.
Oh, and what a blessing it is to revel in this truth, to revel in this one beautiful, amazing magnificence, this presence, this life of God. How wonderful it is to remember and to be permeated by this knowingness. And so today I recognize and know that we walk in this presence everywhere we go, in everything that we do, that we can never be a separate or apart from this infinite one, for it fills all of time and all of space with its beingness, with its good, with its life and its love and its glory and its grace. And so that as we recognize that today and as we open our hearts and our minds, it comes flooding into our awareness and into our lives through our acceptance of it. And so today we open ourselves and we accept this to be the truth of our lives. We accept this to be the truth of this world that we are living in. That one infinite beingness is unfolding itself and downloading itself into every single person in this country. That this is spirit having its way in and through and as all of us. For we are all individualized expressions of this one. And so today I know that as we walk this path that we see the blessings, that we see the magnificence, and that we call it forth. For we are that healing balm. We are that place where the divine shows up in this world. And so how blessed we are to recognize that and to know that and to be that. And so I also speak this word about every single policymaker and politician and decision maker in this country, knowing that that infinite presence of good is revealing itself as their heart and as their mind, for they too are expressions of this one. And so today, good is unfolding through each one of them and flowing out into this world as truth and as justice and as good for everyone. And so it is with a grateful heart that I say thank you, God, for this. And it is with absolute conviction and knowingness that I rest in this consciousness, in this awareness. And so I release this prayer into that perfect action of law, knowing that it is done and that it is so because it is the truth. And I rest in that, and we let it go, and I say, and so it is.
And so it is.
Nice. Thank you.